This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu will deliver a message to the nation on the eve of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas at 8 p.m. this evening. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the message by President Murmu on his Indraprastha Akashvani Live 24/7 FM Gold and FM Rainbow channels. Janjatiya Gaurav Divas will be observed tomorrow to commemorate the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. This day honors the contributions of tribal communities to the nation's history and culture. President's message will be rebroadcast tomorrow in all primary channels, local radio stations and all channels of FM Gold and FM Rainbow Network of Akashvani at 8:45 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the function of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, being organized by the Minister of Tribal Affairs at Jamui in Bihar tomorrow. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast this event live from 11:30 a.m. onwards on its FM Gold and Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that no one can divide the farmers in this country and unity of the farmer class is best for nationalism. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the 105th National Jat Convention in Pushkar near Ajmer today. The Vice President urged farmers to create moral values in the young generation and show them the right path. Political activity is gaining momentum across the state of Maharashtra as campaigning intensifies for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior leaders from all major political parties are canvassing at various locations in support of the candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has stated that Maharashtra must take the lead in the nation's path towards Viksit Bharat, and as part of this vision, several modern infrastructure projects are currently underway in the state. Addressing an election rally in Chhatrapati Shambhajinagar district of Marathwada, he highlighted that investment agreements bringing in over 70,000 crore rupees have been signed for the region and projects worth more than 45,000 crore rupees are already operational in Marathwada. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally at Igatpuri, where he accused BJP leaders of making false promises to the people of Maharashtra. NCPSP Chief Sharad Pawar is campaigning in Pune district. Shiv Sena UBT Chief addressed a rally in Srigonda in Ahilyanagar district. In Jharkhand, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of assembly elections in the state. Leaders of both the NDA and the INDIA blocs are addressing voters across the state to garner support for the party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed an election meeting in Dhanbad. He alleged that the GMM government is allowing infiltrators in the state. On the other hand, addressing the election meeting at Sarath in Devghar, senior GMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the BJP for the backwardness of Jharkhand. Leaders of the RJD, AJSU and left parties are also addressing poll rallies in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Uttar Pradesh Public Service Commission has decided to hold the preliminary examinations, or PCS, in one shift. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath took cognizance of the demand of students in Prayagraj and asked the Commission to take necessary decisions by communicating and coordinating with the students regarding the PCS preliminary examination 2024 in one day. A committee has been formed by the Commission for RO, ARO prelims examination 2023. The committee will consider all aspects and submit its detailed report soon. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the outcome of the National Learning Week Karma Yogi Saptah has been amazing and it brought together Karma Yogis from across the nation, united in the spirit of capacity building and continuous learning. The 43rd India International Trade Fair, IITF, has begun at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal inaugurated the 14-day event. In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India defeated Thailand 13-0 in the third match at Rajgir in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.